Good morning, good day, happy Monday. Today is Monday, April 29th. I'm Keyshawn Graves, and this is your wake-up call. I'm excited for today's episode because we are hearing from not one, but we are hearing from two partners who are on the same team, and they are going to talk about how empowered partners empower partners and what that means and what that looks like specifically. And so if you were looking for a way to feel empowered yourself and to begin empowering other people so that you can all collectively, one, help people achieve their goals, live healthy, fulfilling lives, and build a body business, this is the episode for you. But before we get started, you know that we have to recognize a few of you who advanced your businesses forward since we were all together last time. And to help us do that, we have Jeff Darwin Mathewson. Let's see if we can get Jeff. What's up, Jeff?
Yes. Not much, Keyshawn. How are you this morning?
I'm doing pretty okay. It's good to see your face. Got your ears lowered?
You know what? My giant ears got lowered a little bit. I wish I could wiggle them or do something fun with them. They'll just be giant on the call. That's my only talent. But yes, we did get the ears lowered. So we're going to kick this off. I know people are excited to hear from Jamie and Naomi. I am as well. They are phenomenal leaders, great entrepreneurs, and they're going to have some great content to share. But we got to recognize you guys. You keep crushing this business thing, okay? You really are. You're changing a ton of lives, like Keyshawn said. We're seeing a lot of growth, a lot of new advancements, a lot of new volume production happening. Most importantly, more and more people getting plugged into the total solution with body, with their health and wellness, and overall accountability and results. It's killer to see. So this past week, guys, we got to shout you out with your Emerald production again. Emeralds are new partners coming into the network, seeing success, helping one or two people get started, right? We had, count them on those 74 fingers, 74 new Emeralds. Yes, Janelle Summers. Janelle every week always comments, that many Emeralds? Holy smokes. Nice. Whatever. Thank you, Janelle, for always shouting out those Emeralds. 74 new Emeralds this week. Great job to all of you, those new Emeralds and their leaders for helping them achieve that goal. Now we want to also shout out our newest Diamond partners. Okay. These individuals have advanced to the rank of Diamond and are going to be in contention to earn that quarterly Diamond bonus, which is a new enhancement to the body comp plan that everybody needs to take advantage of and plug into. Now, if you're a one-star Diamond and below, obviously, two stars and above, there's other bonuses available to you. Now, our new Diamonds right here, you can see them. I'm going to shout them out. Congratulations to Francesca R2, also from Puerto Rico, de la Puerto Rico. Felicidades a Debbie Marie Quiñones Santana. Du Canada, from Canada. We're going north of the border now. Félicitations en un autre centre d'activité, in another business center. Félicitations to Karine Moran. Joining them, congratulations to Megan Justice, Jaylin Sosa, Morgan Buckles, and Mereris Rios. Congratulations to all these new Diamond partners this week. Guys, great things happening as we roll into the month of May, and next month we roll into the month of June, and Summit happening in the month of June in San Antonio, Texas. I got my cowboy hat ready. I know Keyshawn does as well. We can't wait to see you all there. Keish, back to you, my friend.
Make it great. Thanks, Jeff. We'll see you later. Congrats to all of those partners and your teams who are advancing your businesses forward this week. I have just a couple announcements for you, and then we are going to get on to the reason why you're here, which are Jamie Innes and Naomi De Hoyas. All right, so announcement one, I want to make sure that you all know that there are two places to not just see these announcements, but to hear and read all of the body business news. The first place that you can see is right here in this Body Partners app. There is a tab called Body News in the Body Basics page. You can see all of the weekly happenings, including the monthly callouts there. And then, of course, in the office, if you go to the office and you log into the Body Business News section, the tab, you'll be able to see all of this week's and previous week's body business news. And those include these announcements that I share every single week. We are at the end of April, and that means two things. We are winding down on a couple promotions. One of them is that free Energize promotion. Who uses Energize? Who has been impacted by Energize, mom juice, go-go juice, get up and go juice, like whatever you call it, a lot of us have definitely been impacted by it. And what I love about it is that, yes, I see those lightning bolts. What I love about Energize is that it is one of those pre-workouts that allows people to begin to get better results, but also to feel the power of it pretty quickly. And right now with the Shakeology Essentials and the Body Essentials, you are able to give your people a free sample of it. Of course, that's a limited time offer while supplies last, but it ends at the end of April. So we are winding down on that promotion. And second promotion, and I think that this is muy importante, this is your final chances to earn your photo op with your favorite super trainers. Now, if you weren't aware, we actually divided the winners into three different groups. So we did diamonds and below, one stars to four stars, and then five stars and above. And so you are playing in the pool with your people. But essentially, if you are earning Success Club and you are one of the top Success Club point earners for March and April, then you may qualify to be one of those few that earn a photo op with super trainers. And our super trainers who are going to be at Summit, Sean T. Yes. Imagine yourself standing shoulder to shoulder with Sean T, letting him know how you've been digging deeper, capturing a snapshot for you to share as marketing for your next Dig Deeper group. We also have Autumn Calabrese. I have a feeling that she has something good coming out soon. And with that, imagine yourself standing shoulder to shoulder with Autumn, letting her know the power of 21 Day Fix as we just celebrated the 10-year anniversary and using that picture for marketing material. We also have the one and only Amwala Caesar, JJ, Jennifer Jacobs, Jericho McMatthews, Joel Freeman, Elise Joan. Okay, y'all. Elise Joan definitely has a program coming up. Body Lava. We heard all about it at the Success Club trip, and we are very, 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 very excited to feel that burn that and a quick workout at that. I love a good quick workout. And so imagine yourself taking that picture with Elise Joan, letting her know how she has been burning and firing your booty, and to use that to market your next Body Lava group. And we also have Megan Davies, and we have whoop whoop Lacey Green. Y'all, it is not too late, but it is definitely go time. So this is the opportunity for you to follow up with your people, let them know you got a free gift for them when they go ahead and make the decision today. Brendan Burchard always talks about creating that deadline, and baby, this is a deadline, but let them know that we have something special for them when they commit to themselves and when they say yes to that 12 solution pack and get that share cart finished. You can learn more about the Summit photo op at FAQ 4422. All right, the last announcement that I have for you is all about our growth day. Today is Monday Fire, and he is talking all about the success formula, and he's talking about how to prioritize action. And I don't know about you, but a lot of times we hear people say, create business hours. Sometimes we got to create non-business hours. And so he's going to be talking about how to prioritize that action, emotional regulation, social influence, and he's going to be talking about having an unwavering energy. And so check into today's Monday Fire. It goes away every Monday, y'all. And special announcement, Brendan Burchard is going to be here to kick off our May portions of our wake up calls. So he's going to be kicking off next Monday. Join us here live. We're going to hear from Brendan Burchard. Okay, that is it. Those are the announcements. And I am going to turn it over to our featured speakers. But let me brag on them a little bit because they are humble. But I'm going to brag on them a little bit. The first one, she is a boy mom of two. She is a 2024 premier partner. And y'all, this is her first year of hitting premier. We also have a top 10 elite partner. She's a mom of two, a 2024 top 10 elite partner, 7-time elite. She's a superstar diamond, success club legend, 100 club, 125 months, y'all. Legacy club member, which means that she's earned an accumulation through her dedication, hard work, and skills, and diligence. She's earned $1 million cumulative, and she's the founder of Fight to Finish. That is Jamie Ennis, all the way from Grand Rapids, Michigan. And then we have 2-star diamond, founder of Team Imperfect Purpose, all the way from Billings, Montana, Naomi DeJoyas. What's up, y'all?
What's up?
Hello.
We got you both going too. I'm so excited. I love these episodes when we get to hear from two people at once.
Yes. It's exciting. Okay.
Now, Naomi, girlfriend, you had a killer, killer, killer year. I want to start with you. And how did you get partnered? Like, how did this happen?
Yes. Like, from the very beginning? You want to hear from the very beginning?
Yes.
Okay. So, I started out, I was a mom. I was a brand new mom. I was a personal trainer. And all I knew is I wanted to help people get healthy, but I was missing a huge piece, which is nutrition. So I'm just going to put that out there right at the beginning. But I was helping people get healthy, and I was burnt out because I was a mom. I was a personal trainer. I was opening the gym at 4 a.m. I worked until 6. My husband left for work. I would be home to be the mom. And then when he got home at 6, I had dinner on the table and I left. I never got to eat dinner with my husband or my kid. And I would run to the gym to be a personal trainer. And then on the weekends, I was a barista. So I was working 3 different jobs and burnt out. And we had to make the money. Like, I needed the money. I was a brand new mom. I was 4 months postpartum working 3 jobs. And I was like, every time he naps, I could be doing something else. So I started on the internet and I was like, what could I do? And nothing came. It was like, you know, all these things, like you could be a blogger. And I was like, I can't write, I can't blog, like no way. And then all of a sudden on my Instagram, you know how that stuff is so weird, pops up, come be a coach. Like, do you like helping people get healthy? All the things. And then I was like, yes, this is for me. I applied. I didn't even know what it was. Never tried a body program. And I was like, I'm going to do this. So that's how I started.
Okay. And I know that when you got started right away to begin building a business. However, at the beginning of working your business, you and your husband had that conversation. Can you tell us a little bit about that combo?
Oh, yeah. My husband, he's a cowboy. He's very hard dude. And he was like, yeah, he's like, you can do it. But all I can say is if I don't see the money back, like, we're going to quit this. Like, you got to show me that you're going to do this. If you're going to do it, like, go all in. And I need to see that right away. So I was on fire. I was ready to go. Like, I needed to make my money back. And I turned it around really quick, like super quick. I was like, I got to go sign up as many people as I can to not only make my money back, but make money so that he can see it right away.
All right. So let me bring Jamie into this conversation, because I know what year was that? That was 2020, Naomi?
2020. And I went and hit diamond in less than 30 days. So I hit it. And then I was like, yeah, from then on, I just kind of coasted because I was like, man, this is easy. I kind of like sat back. But then Jamie comes in.
All right, y'all. 2 things. 1, she hit diamond in less than 30 days. And I think that one of the biggest takeaways is that she was on fire and she was doing the things, 1, with excitement, but she was doing the things, reaching out, sharing. She was trying to build a business. She was trying to earn her income back. And a byproduct of doing the things in order to do those things is that she hit diamond in less than 30 days. And I think that as we're talking about earning your spot on the top leader cruise, knowing that this is a pivotal month for our new partners who might want to push to two-star by the end of July to qualify, that it's possible. So thank you for sharing that. All right, so that was 2020. She began coasting. And then Jamie, talk to us a little bit. Can you, I know that you've been on before. And so y'all, if you haven't heard Jamie's incredible story, I definitely encourage you to go back to a previous wake up call, but give us a quick like version of you here today. But then tell us like what happened. How did you begin to empower Naomi?
Okay. So really, really fast and furious. I've been a partner for 11 years. I was also a former personal trainer, group fitness instructor, turbo girl, gym manager, wellness specialist. Okay. So that's pretty much all I need to know. So Naomi was always like my girl, like my dream, my target avatar. And especially because she hit diamond so fast, you know, she kind of went through a couple years where she would waver from diamond to emerald, diamond to emerald, hit SC10, hit SC20, right? That kind of that wavering. And so in March of last year, 2023, that's kind of when I was like, okay, we're starting to think about the idea of pushing for top 10. And I kind of was like, hey, you're doing all the things, but what if we could really hone you in and work towards a bigger purpose, right? Like yeah. She's a former athlete. I'm a former athlete. We want to help a team goal. And so the minute that she heard that she could help for pushing for top 10, and not only that as the team, but further her own business for her financial future, she was kind of all in. So that's when I kind of put it out there on a platter and she just said, yeah, I'm all in. And then we just started working really, really closely as of March of last year.
Okay. So the team was pushing for that. And I think I really love when teams push for something, because the only way the team achieves things is when you personally achieve things. And so Jamie, you asked her some pretty important questions. Talk to us about those questions.
Yeah. So I really wanted to see, what did she want, right? Like what were goals that she had set out to achieve that she hadn't yet been to, right? And she's like, well, of course, elite, but also premier. I've never been premier. And I'm like, I just don't know how you haven't been premier because you're so amazing. And Naomi's sweet spot has always been the fact that she is amazing at inviting. She will have a conversation with literally anybody in this planet. And she's like fearless with it. She's like, this changed my life. I know it's going to change other people's lives. So yeah. Where I saw my leadership being able to help her, because again, I'm also working this full time and I work right alongside my girls, but we started working and training her team together. So we kind of figured out, what did she want? What were her goals? And then I helped her set even bigger goals, right? Because she was comfortable being here, but we really decided together to help her get to a point where she wasn't hot or cold, right? There were amazing months and then lower months. Like I wanted to help her create a substantial business that was only going to start trending upward and really start working with some of her weaknesses, turning those into her superpower.
Okay. So Naomi, let's bring you back in. So at that point you mentioned you hit diamond, then you began to coast. I think that I've heard this before, when you're shooting for such a big goal and you hit it, and then you're like, what do I shoot for next? So talk to us a little bit about what it is that you were working to achieve at that point. And then let's talk a little bit about what you guys, when you came together, what you guys started working towards.
Yeah. So a little bit about like how that whole roller coaster ride happens. Number one, I think when you hit a goal, like immediately you need to find another goal and you need to like visualize it, figure out how you're going to go hit it and keep going and find, like I always say, you have to have the dangle, something to dangle in front of your eyes that you know you're going to keep pushing for. Because once you hit it, sometimes we just like sit back and coast. Like we can't keep doing that. You have to find the dangle. Find the dangle. Okay. If you hear that, like write that down. So I couldn't find that for the longest time because I'd hit diamond, I'd made a significant income, and I was just kind of like going up and down. And I was trying to find my team members. I also didn't know how to be a good leader because I hadn't really done that. I'd helped people hit emerald by doing what I did. Sign up your mom, sign up your friend. Like sign up your mom, sign up your friend. We're signing them up as partners. Like the next piece, diamond is a leadership role. You have to sign up 8 people and then you have to help 2 people do what you're doing. You have to lead people. So becoming diamond and then becoming 2-star is teaching people how to do what you're doing. And so that was a huge shift for me, was reading more leadership books, doing more of that, and finding out how Jamie's leading from the front. Because Jamie totally finds out who her people are, and then she figures out their Enneagram, and she figures out who, like, how to help them best and like what they're the worst at. And so I would say, number one, like, find out how you can lead from the front, but also finding out how you can lead each person individually the best that you can.
That's good. What personal development leadership book did you kind of start off with?
Yeah, so I have done a few, but probably my favorite right now is The Energy Bus. That's pushing my team totally forward to 2-star and possibly 10-star is what I'm going for this year. I'm putting that out there. 10-star this year.
Yes, team. I love that. Okay, so, you know, I love the what's your dangle question, like find your dangle. And I saw some people putting that in the chat. I think that that needs to be the hashtag this week for sure, but forevermore. And I think that oftentimes we hear about getting to your next level in life goal. And that's essentially what this what's your dangle question is all about. So if you are pushing for diamond, get to emerald, right? Get to diamond. And then as right before you hit diamond, because you'll know that you're about to lock it in, that's when you begin to figure out what is your next goal. Is it locking in team builder, locking in team leader? That way you can begin building a well-rounded business. Is it finding your next diamond, right? So that you can begin pushing for 1-star, but identifying what that is, what that means for you. Okay, so Jamie, you take time to get to know people, your partners individually. You are about to drop some leadership knowledge on us. I can feel it. And so that you can help them with a personalized approach. So tell us a little bit about how you do that.
Okay. So I love this part because you have to, as a leader, humbly admit that not everyone, even if they're similar to your target, your avatar, are going to have different personality types to you, as you. So the sooner you can realize that they may have different personalities, the better, right? Because then I like to use the Enneagram. That is the test that's free online, but that helps me be able to have the most direct form of communication. So Naomi's a 7 wing 8, and she has so many strengths, and those were all where she was playing the first couple of years of her business. Like, she was vivacious. I tell her she's like that butterfly. She comes in the room and it's like, oh my gosh, the party is here, right? And then she's also really strong into her wing 8. I love my 8s. They get the ish done, right? But one of the things that she struggled with was overwhelm with procrastination, right? Like having too much on the plate and then freezing and getting quiet. So that's also some of what I'm a 9 wing 8. So some of the things I struggle with as a 9 are the same. So every time I would notice that she would get a little quiet, we wouldn't hear from her in some of the chats, I'm like, oh, I'm coming for you, honey. And I think part of that was like, she's like, Jamie, she'd always say, Jamie, I'm here, I'm working, I'm doing these things. And she still to this day does that. And it's like, girl, I know you're working, but what can I help you with? Right? Like, there's something right now that is stressing you that you are trying to avoid or put over here. How can I help? And how can we work through this? Because I find those moments to be what can propel Naomi's business forward and any person in her shoes by addressing and also being aware when these moments happen, right? Is it too much overwhelm because of, you know, the kids were crazy this week, or maybe she didn't, you know, schedule her business hours and stick to them. Maybe she's not in a creative flow. Like, how can I help? But most of the time for Naomi, it was just getting on Zoom with her. It was getting on the phone with her. It was praying together, right? Like, we figured that out, but we addressed it right away. And that is, you know, she's one of my ride or dies for life. But I'll say that those moments were some of the most pivotal points in how she went last year to be team builder, then team leader, then premier, like literally all three of those towards our top 10 goal. Like, insane, y'all. She did it in 2 months. She did those three road to elite advancements in 2 months, the last 2 months of the year. Inside, I have chills. I'm sweating, but I have chills. But I will say too, you know, I think that me coming at her with her Enneagram, instead of just coming at her with my Enneagram, she was able to understand it more, dissect it more, and also know that it was coming from love, right? Like, I wanted to help her work through that. And it's also normal as someone who's evolving in their business and really take it to the next level, you're gonna need to have those hard conversations, because that was some of the biggest moments of her growth with her and her team during those times.
Okay, so let me just relieve a little bit of pressure. If you're a brand new partner, you're like, what in the world? I need to do this. Perhaps, but we're talking to a 7-time elite partner. We're talking to a 2024 top 10 elite partner right now who has been a partner for 11 years. She's doing this full time because she has worked her butt off to make this her goal, which we know is not everyone's goal to do this full time. And so, yes, she is now using the personality test of Enneagrams. You mentioned that there's a free one. If you want to at least know what your Enneagram is and begin to just play around with it, you can. Maybe, Jamie, I'll let you. I was going to say you can Google it, but maybe you can give us a more specific route to go with that. But there are other tests out there. And also, one of the tests that I used to love, I don't even know if it exists anymore, is the color code test. And they had this light course. I won't call it a real course. It was a very light course. And after you were able to read through it, you were able to pick up on some of the things that people would do and say in order to kind of understand how to best approach and best talk to people. And so if the Enneagram, if you're like, wing 7, 8, I don't understand, right? Me neither. But you can begin to utilize some of the other personality tests that are out there in order to better understand who you're talking to in order to talk to them in a way that they need to be talked to, in order to truly help them, to motivate them, to encourage them in a way that's not your way, but in a way that is their way. Because ultimately, we are a group of individuals with a similar goal, right? Our goal is to help people achieve their goals and live healthy, fulfilling lives, but we all have very different personality types. And when you go to Summit, you will see that firsthand. Okay, so Naomi, you were getting, you know, you were crushing it. Like, I'm curious to know what your husband was saying, by the way, at this point, right? Because you're like hitting these goals, you're earning this substantial income because you've been working your butt off, and you hit team builder, team leader, and premier in 2 months, and that was at the end of the year. So talk to us a little bit about that.
Okay. So number one, I don't take the procrastination and try to hit it in 3 months. Okay. Don't listen to that. Okay. I am a procrastinator, and I am putting that out there. That is like one of my worst attributes, but it is also one of my best. I put myself under pressure and I'm going to go hit it. Kind of like this call, you know, like I was reading the notes last night. So, procrastination was like my power, but also, I would say I wish I would have done it earlier because it was a lot of pressure. I hit premiere on the 31st of December at 8 p.m. Okay. And I hit team leader and team builder in 1 month in November. My points were not there. I was like at 12 points when Jamie and I were like, okay, it's time to go. And I was like, she's like, I don't know. And I was like, I don't know if I can hit this, but we did it, 12 to 50 points in 2 months, which is insane. So a lot of the things that I did was I reached out to everybody. I reached out to my neighbors. I was like, hey, can you sign some people up? I was like, I'll find, you know, there's somebody else in the neighborhood that you know that probably wants to sign up. We're going to help you sign up. Yep. Like, we're going to connect them and we're going to sign them up. Like, I helped people in the neighborhood find neighbors to sign up. I mean, I sat down and I made a list. I highly suggest a whiteboard. I put people in. I said, what do I need to hit this? Where do I need to go? What do I need to do? Do I need to hit 2-star? I made circles. I had, you know, if people were a no, I'd get them out and put a new name in, right? Like, get your whiteboard out, get the things that you need and get down to business, like really decide.
Okay, so I'm looking at the chats right now, and I know that you mentioned the stress. So let's talk about I want to talk about what you did to do that. And I know that you said that you were reaching out to all the people and that you were willing to help them how you had been helped. But once you realized that the team that you had who did say yes, that were in your circles, then what did you guys do?
Yeah. When I sat down with my team, I first visualized and told them what I was pushing for. I think, like, just like Jamie, she tells us we're pushing for top 10. If that's what she, you know, if you don't tell people your vision, if you don't tell people where you're going, if you don't tell them what bus you're like, where you're taking your bus, then like you can't get them on to your bus because they don't know where you're going. So get them on your bus, give them a ticket, ask them to get on your bus. I'm reading the energy bus, okay? So ask them to get on your bus and tell them where you're going because they want to go with you, but they also want to know what's involved. Where do they need to do? And so I did that with everybody on my team once I got people on my team who said that they were willing to help me push. Mm-hmm. And then we were in chats. I was in constant chat with them, like, hey, how are you doing? What can I help you with? How can we push you today? Like, how many invites can we get out? I mean, we were in push chats and we just like honed in on the people who were showing up and doing the things. And yeah.
Okay. All right. So Jamie, jump in, please. But I also know that you recognize that stress of kind of hitting it at the last minute wasn't conducive to your energy bus. And so you began to focus on, like, you had a switch where you began to focus on hitting Success Club at that first half of the month and then helping your partners reach their goals in that last half of the month.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, your business first, y'all. 80, like, if you are only a diamond, 90% your business, 10% everybody else, right? Your team is important, but this is their businesses. Like, make that boundary now. Make that boundary when they sign up. This is their business. You can help them. You can give them all the information, but they have to run their own buses. They have to run with this business. You can't run it for them. That was a huge shift in my business and huge boundary shift in my business. And then also getting my Success Club 10, it pushed me to get Success Club 10 at the beginning of the month. Like, I sat down, hit Success Club 10 as quickly as possible. So then the rest of the month, I could focus on my team.
Yes. Yes. All right. And then I saw some people who were like, I love the whiteboard idea. We'll get this. She actually then encouraged her team to kind of have their own version of that whiteboard. And so they would ask the question of who can I help? They would share messages of how they're sharing about the packages. And you mentioned something that your team, they learned that they weren't doing anything special. They were just actually doing the work. They were actually talking to people. They were actually following up. And that allowed them to have more belief in what they were able to do, but belief in the power of body. And then you would use kind of that whiteboard approach to identify the upcoming potential partners and then encourage them to get out of their comfort zone and invite. So Jamie, talk to us a little bit about how you are there supporting at this point.
Yeah, I mean, I live for this stuff. Like, for me, it's like extra credit in terms of dopamine rushes. And I think when I told Naomi, like, I want to work with your people just like you are. Like, I want to help empower you to be this new leader that you want to become, but I want to be in there with you guys. Like, I want to be in the trenches because if your girls see me looking at the conversations, maybe they'll be a little bit more serious. And we got some girls really moving, and now they're like some of her consistent Success Club goers because of that push, right? I think too, when the whole team is a part of the excitement, maybe I don't have a sign up today, but Naomi does. And so we all take Naomi's sign up and get excited about it and take it and like take that energy and run with it. So we kind of train the team to be able to celebrate each other's wins. But again, Naomi shifted because when she was the wobbly diamond, she was having stress success, right? Sometimes it was first day of the month, SC10. Some days it was the end of the month. Like, it just wasn't consistent. So like she said, that was her being speed of the leader, speed of the pack, SC10 first. And then I'm going to come in and mentor you guys. But also it showed her team that she was at SC10 before the first half of the month was over. And that all we were encouraging them to do was to help three people, right? So it also showed that she was doing exactly what she was asking of her team. But I really feel that what happened within her team's dynamic is that everybody just piled in and rallied together. And one person hit Success Club, it was like, all right, who's next? Let's go, right? So it was taking my kind of leadership, what I do with my girls, but also taking it now into Naomi's. And I live for that. Like, I love taking the extra time and spending that time. And I do have more time in my business spent, you know, percentage wise on the mentorship. And so for me, it was so fun and exciting that I couldn't not be a part of it. But her and I would do a lot of one-on-ones, a lot of Zoom calls where we would just work together. And like the goal was to get into successful during that 2-hour work session. So the more that we were just confident in sharing that belief that we had in the girls, the sooner they actually, you know, caught on and believed it themselves. And so that's really how we kind of all rallied. But again, Naomi's superpower is just talking to people and having a real conversation. So with her leadership skills there and my leadership skills of like, hey, we're rallying around the team goal together, I think that's kind of what just set this whole thing on fire.
Okay. So I love that so much. And I am interested, Naomi, how did you then begin to learn more about your leaders when you're in this new leadership phase, right? Obviously, you are already stepping into your magic where you are helping your partners, you are helping them advance in rank. But like, did you start with the Enneagram? Like, how did you begin to really focus on helping your team as a leader?
Yeah. Number one, I got them into personal development. I think that's number one. Like, everybody needs to be reading personal development. And if anything, read them together, like get on a book together. I also follow Josh Coates. He has F Leadership. And I love that book because it breaks it down even less than like the Enneagram can sometimes be a little bit hard to like learn all the pieces and be like, know all nine, right? Like know all nine and figure out each nine pieces. Like if you don't know them, then it can be a lot of work. So I found out Josh Coates used a little circular one that's like, are they an owl? Are they a rhino? Are they a golden retriever? Or are they are they a peacock? I'd be a peacock. But like the rhino and the peacock, anyways. The rhino is it talks about like introvert, extrovert, and then are they like a hard worker or like somebody who just like doesn't want to work as hard, right? So that kind of puts them in a perspective of like where they're at, and then you can help lead them by just four. So if you're looking for that, I can drop that somewhere too, but that's where I placed everybody and I decided like that's how I was going to lead them rather than trying to figure out the Enneagram at the end.
Okay, that's good. Okay, so Jamie, you mentioned something and I was kind of like trying to process this myself. You said, I have a lot more time at this point in my business to devote on mentorship. And it got me thinking back to a training that we did, and it was a loose idea, right? Take what you need and leave what you don't. It was a loose idea of how you can approach your business if it were divided into these two parts that we're hearing about today, right? Leading yourself and then leading your team. So doing the things that you need to do at the beginning of the month so you can lead by example, and then helping your team, mentoring your team, helping them reach their goals. And as a brand new partner, if you're brand new at this, 100% of your time is spent on your business. Period. And then once you begin to build your team, then you're spending about 70% of your time on your business, and then 30% of your time helping your customers and your new partners reach their goals. And then once you're at that diamond through like 4-star, you're at 60-40. And then once you're at that like 5-star to like 10, maybe a little bit higher, you're at that 80-20. And then that 15-star superstar status, maybe you're doing this full time, you're at 50-50. But what I love about this is that you are always spending at least half of your time on yourself, and then the other half on helping mentoring your team. And I love that you said that you were able to create a balance with that, Naomi. So thank you for sharing that book with us. Okay. So Jamie, is there anything that you want to add to this?
Yeah, I just think that, you know, Naomi and I, when we came together and the rest of the team for the top 10 push, like we stopped trying to just like, oh, I want to be around the fire, right? Like I want to be around the fire. Who's the fire? Like, and instead we became the fire so that we're all just electric together. And that is what leveled us all up, because all of us were truly on fire. And then the people that we recruited that last quarter of the year, who shout out to all my girls, Naomi's girls, like they are also the fire. They were attracted to the fire. They came in for the fire. And now they're the ones leading, right? Like it was a really cool progression. But I think so many times we wait and sit because we want to be by the fire. So we're waiting for the fire. We're cracking out the doors of the person that's supposed to be the fire. Y'all, go be your own fire, right? Like go be your own fire and do that with your team, because your team has the potential to explode, especially if you are so dialed in as to who you want to attract and who you want to have your team level up with. Like I've got my ride or dies. They're my girls for life. But they all have fire. And I love
it. I love the be your fire. We got lots of fire emojis happening in the comments. Jamie, tell us though, how do we be the fire? Like, what do you say when to one of your partners who maybe hasn't enrolled their first partner, but wants to be the fire? What is that action?
I mean, I could talk about this for a whole other national call. I don't know. I feel like you have to be so excited about this business opportunity, about what you have to offer. And that starts with you taking your nutrition seriously, right? Maybe a gut check for a lot of people. It's taking your fitness seriously. It's you helping clients get results. It's you helping partners create financial success, because that stuff you can't fake. When I'm talking about my team and I'm talking about, you know, the push or the rank advancements or the growth or the new leadership, I can't fake that. But I am so excited to share that I can't stop talking. Sometimes I have to cut myself off because I talk too much. But I think if you want that fire, like you have to become your best self, because we are health coaches, right? I think a lot of people like to forget that and they just call themselves network marketers. And I think you have to bring it back to, we are a fitness company. We are a health company. We are a nutrition company, stress, mindset. Like we are the package, y'all. But how serious are you taking your own journey? Because that is how you recruit that. If I looked at you and where you're at with your life right now, would I say that you're the fire, or do you have some steps to take in order to become the fire? Because there's no special secret sauce and number of followers or whatever you may think, or, you know, she's been in this business longer or whatever. Become the fire, and you can start your business today and become the fire, going all in with this opportunity as a lifestyle, as something that can change your life, that will empower your family's life. Okay, I'm rolling now.
Yes, you are.
You gotta create the fire to be the fire, y'all.
I love that. And I think what's really unique about Body, what we have, is that you get to define what that fire looks like for you. So whatever you need, go after it so that you can get your fire. But also you mentioned that you still host these big calls for everyone on your team. And it's mostly having the accountability to work. So plugging in to these opportunities to be held accountable, right? Like to actually plug in to be held accountable. That's self-leadership. I think it was Christina Delgado who mentioned, like, there are really three levels of leadership in this business. There's one, leading yourself, leading your team, and then leading your leaders, right? And so that first layer is you got to learn how to lead yourself, and being willing to be held accountable is definitely one of those ways that you can lead yourself. And then you also mentioned that you encourage people to find their first two, and you keep it simple using this power of twos. Naomi, do you want to talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, a little bit about the power of twos.
And just also how you are helping your new partners get started.
Yeah, so number one for me, like Jamie hosts her big team call. We're all allowed to get our people on there. I make sure that my girls know when it is. I tell them that's a priority. We have to be on those calls. They're 30 minutes long, and somebody speaks, gives us some training, and then the next 30 minutes, we are working. So it's not an hour-long call where you're just sitting there taking notes. It's 30 minutes of good information and 30 minutes of working. Let's go work. Let's get some stuff done. And that is amazing. My girls sometimes need a little close-knit stuff, right? And they want to hear from me. So I do a Wednesday night Q&A after our Monday night call, so that if my girls have questions, they can ask me on that call and like feel like they can ask me specific questions. I also do a planning call on Wednesdays where I plan the entire month with my team. What are we inviting to? What are we doing, right? So I have also been doing the calls with my girls because I think putting your people on Zoom together, number one, brings people to the fire. That is the fire, right? That is a fiery call, whatever you're doing. And then working together and getting stuff in place so that you can work towards the same goal.
Got it. Oh my goodness. This was such a fire conversation. You guys have some great energy. And I think that I'm personally inspired by what's possible when we empower each other. And so partners, if you are listening, consider yourself empowered. Consider yourself a part of the fire. And now it's time to figure out how to be the fire. So before I ask the final question, Jamie, Naomi, is there anything else that you want to add to this conversation that is all about how empowered you are and how because of that you are able to empower people to go be the fire, aka reach their health and wellness and business goals and help other people do the same thing?
Yeah, I am. Jamie, I was like, I need to say this somewhere, and I was like trying to figure out the place, but one thing that I will say Jamie is so good at, So Jamie, don't get all sweaty over here. Okay, she is so good at speaking belief into her people. So all I can say, it doesn't matter if they're a customer, it doesn't matter if they're a leader, you need to speak belief because sometimes people need to borrow your belief.
Yes.
And at the end of December, on the 29th, I can remember the day, I sent Jamie a voice message and I was like, I don't even know how many points I was behind. It's like a blur now, but I was way too many points behind. I was like, Jamie, I want you to know that there's a possibility of you not hitting top 10 because I'm probably not going to hit premiere. I'm so many points behind and I only have 2 days to do it. And there is just no way that I can make this happen. And she sent me back and she didn't even let me have that. She didn't let me speak that into existence. She's voice messaged me back and she's like, hey, I'm so excited. We got this. Like, you got this. I believe in you. She never let me say premiere was not an option. She never gave me an out. She never told me that there was an out. She was like, I believe in you. We've got this. And you're going to hit it because, like, we need you to hit it and you can do it. And I was like, wow, she did not give me an out. I was hoping for an out. She didn't give me an out. And I was like, wow, she believes in me. I need to do this. And then I went and did it in 2 days. Like something wow. I knew was not possible. And something that I don't think even Jamie in the back of her mind was like, there's no way this is happening. But I did it because she believed in me. So you have to believe in your people.
Well, and I have to say that too, y'all. It was 10 points. She needed 10 points. And I just think that every single time we came to a crossroads, whether it was the most stressful last 2 days of the month or any part during this push, I just reminded her of her goal. She wanted to end the year as premier. She was going to do it. That was her goal. This was what it was going to do for her family. This is what it's going to start her 2024 as. And honestly, guys, like the 31st, I went to church. And she's 2 hours behind me. So by the time I got back from church, we worked for 10 and a half hours on Zoom. Wow. 10 and a half hours. And like, we're eating Lesser Evil popcorn. Like, oh my word, like what is going on? But we had her girls jumping on. We had some of my girls jumping on. Like we were there until 10:30 PM Eastern when she locked it in and we crossed our fingers that we were good to go. But I was not going to let her hit this goal by herself. Like that is one thing like we're leaving in 2 hours for Bora Bora, like, oh my word. But like I got on Zoom yesterday for 2 hours with my team to help them lock in their year end or their month end goals because I knew I was gonna be in the air when it was the other time. And I'm not gonna let them miss out on hitting their business goals because they told me it was important to them. I wanna be there every step of the way and I wanna help them. I wanna show them that, hey, I believe in you. I am here for you. You deserve this extra accountability. So meet me halfway. And let's do this together because every single leader of mine that has met me there, they've achieved the goals that they've set for themselves. And so like Naomi said, like have that belief in your people because sometimes your belief needs to be bigger than theirs until they can believe it themselves and they can take that themselves and run with it like Naomi has.
I love this episode so much. This is definitely going to be one that people will want to listen back to. There were so many nuggets that you can pull from even the stories and the way that they work with each other. But if there is nothing else, then we are going to end this episode. But Naomi, congrats to you, my friend, and your team. Definitely looking forward to celebrating all of the wins and just continuing to be the fire. And then Jamie, enjoy your top 10 trip. I know it's a team effort, so it's always like, you know, we get to see the leader, but it's an absolute team effort. So we are definitely looking forward to seeing those Bora Bora pictures of all of you all in the top 10 there. And partners, thank you for you all for showing up today. But do not let this message be in vain. What you gonna do? What is your dangle? How are you leaving yourself so that you can be the fire? Today can be a new beginning for you if you let it. So thank you again for showing up. We will see you all same time, same place next week. Until then, make it a great week intentionally, y'all. Bye.